Rashida Tlaib will wear Palestinian garb for congressional swearing-in. By Penny Star on December 17, 2018. One of the two first Muslim women to be elected to Congress has announced she will be showcasing both her religion and her Palestinian roots when she is sworn in on January 3. Rashida Tlaib, a Palestinian-American who was unchallenged in her bid to represent Michigan's 13th congressional district, posted a photo on Instagram of the gown or thobe that she will wear. Sneak peek, this is what I am wearing when I am sworn into Congress. Tlaib wrote, using the hashtags hashtag Palestinian thobe and hashtag for my yama. Yama is an Arabic term for mother. A thobe or thob is a traditional gown worn in Arab countries in the Middle East and in some African countries, the Huffington Post reported. A Palestinian thobe is known for its embroidered patterns and has its own unique style depending on where the person wearing it hails from. Tlaib's post prompted other Muslim women to share photos of themselves wearing the traditional garb and using the hashtags hashtag tweet your thobe or hashtag tweet your thub. It's official, we're doing this. Post a pic in your thobe, embroidered scarf, shawl, whatever you got. On FB/Insta/Twitter BW Jan 3rd 5th to 1st. Celebrate PAL Women's Art and 2, congratulate Rashida Tlaib. Susan Muadi Daraj, an English professor, tweeted, using the hashtags hashtag Tweety or Thobe hashtag Tweety or Thub hashtag Palestinian American hashtag Rashida Tlaib. Ali Azira described Tlaib's Palestinian immigrant parents, who settled in Detroit, as coming from the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Ali Azira reported, Tlaib's campaign platform included pledges to secure a $15 minimum wage, preventing cuts to welfare programs such as Medicare and Social Security, as well as stopping tax relief to large corporations. Earlier this month, Tlaib told The Intercept that she plans to lead a congressional delegation to the Israeli-occupied West Bank, breaking from traditional trips to Israel for newly elected members taking place for decades, sponsored by the pro-Israel lobby group American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC. She said she hopes to offer her fellow freshman members of Congress an alternative introduction to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota's 5th District is the other Muslim woman elected to Congress in the 2018 midterm elections, replacing Democrat Representative Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, who left his seat to run for state attorney general, a post he won. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.